I'm J.D. Alexander. That's Wesley with the hat. My hat may show up later. We're thrilled to be here, and I hope you're as thrilled to be here in Tampa Bay as we are. This is an exciting time for the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Now, Rossi Blinson, I heard her a year ago when I spoke down in the Carolinas. Let's give her another round of applause for that rendition. And Liz, I like the way you think. That's, what was that, a 300-pound or a $300 burger? I wasn't quite sure what it, I heard it right, but it's a pleasure to be in their back door as well. Ladies and gentlemen, these kind of events certainly wouldn't be made possible without support from some of our industry friends. And I would like you to know that Beringer Ingelheim is sponsoring this opening event, and throughout the program, they're going to be involved in this as well. Let's give them a good round of applause. Now, many of you have already experienced some of the wonderful area that Tampa Bay has to offer, and maybe you've had a few meetings too, but there's a lot more in store for you, including some surprises that I really do think you're going to like. We've got a terrific lineup this week, so stick around, enjoy the time with your friends, and share some valuable insights as well as shape the future of this industry. We are extremely glad you're all here. I do want to take this time to really extend a special thanks to the Florida Cattlemen. They have done an outstanding job of getting this ready and inviting us down. So if you would, please give a round of applause to the Florida Cattlemen. And I think we're all learning something, and I've been told that the next video is when we're really going to find out what a cracker is. So, Wesley, I do want to appreciate or extend my appreciation for those kind words, and I will reiterate as well. We've developed a great working relationship with all the officers between both NCBA and CBB, so it is a great accomplishment. And our eyes are both towards the future, so it's a great working relationship. We want to continue doing that. Now, I hope everybody had safe travels when they came to Tampa. One of the things that, as I've traveled this year, people have asked, well, what's been going on? What's happening? And so I thought I'd give you a little quick, humorous highlight of some of my travels this year. To begin with, I've kind of left a breadcrumb of about every hotel I've stayed in, about every state I've left something. And not to mention foreign countries as well. I have a knack of leaving a few things, so I actually have UPS on speed dial so I can get them to bring them back to me. I do have to say that even when I travel with my wife, Deb, though, that we leave something as well, so it's not just me. I've actually flown in an airplane seat next to about a 15-pound rabbit. These are true, folks. I'm not making these up. I was bumped from my assigned seat by a dog. Evidently had more frequent flyer miles than I did or had better status. I'm not sure, but now, I will expound upon these later, but these are all true stories. I'm not making them up. Was told by a passenger that I should really be purchasing two seats because I take up too much space. I've got broad shoulders and I can handle it. Although the plane was a little late taking off, as we had a little bit of word conversation at that time. While speaking to a group in Ohio, there was a bat flying around the room, so you're going like this all the time, waiting for the bat to come by. And one of the greatest privileges was traveling like a rock star in my friend Harry Kenobi's motor home, with him chauffeuring me around. And to tell you how you go from here to there on this position, I was asked on several occasions to speak on Fox Business News. And the great thing about this is wherever you're at, they'll send a limo and a driver to come pick you up to take you to the studio. So I was in Arizona. The first time I went, Sure enough, right on time, a big black limousine pulls up. The guy comes to the door. Tuxedo, looks $1 million. Man, this is cool. So go to the studio, do the deal. He's got beer on the way home and thought, man, this is good. So the next time I happen to be back in Nebraska, call, want to be on Fox Business News. Yeah, oh, that'll be great. So I started getting some things together so I can work on the back seat while I'm being chauffeured to Omaha, which is an hour and a half away. All of a sudden, the doorbell rings. I look out. Here's a guy in a tank top with his belly half shown, knee-high socks, tennis shoes, and I see out, and it says, Tony's Taxi Service out there. It's a 1992 Buick. So that's a true story. He hadn't been to Omaha, so I had to tell him how to go and get there. So that. You know, it's great to see such a good crowd here, and you always ask, you wonder why you're here. And I realize and hope most of you are here for a sense of ownership in your NCBA. I know some it's a chance to show fellow producers from across the nation and around the world, for that matter, for some camaraderie and fellowship. Possibly it's a trade show. We've got the best there is in the industry. For some, it's sunny Tampa. For some, it's a getaway with your spouse. For some, it may be a getaway from your spouse. But anyway, I tell you, my hope is, and it's your choice to be here because you have a voice and you have a seat at the table. One thing I'm very proud of and always will be talking about is our great state, local, and national working together relationship and partnership. That is the foundation of our industry. It's the foundation of our organizations. It's the foundation of our federation, our qualified state beef councils, and our state affiliates. By working together, the states as being experts in their own backyard, the locals in their own county and city, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on a national level, we can get things done. Together, we can succeed. Individually, it's much more challenging, and we have the possibility of failing. But I want to tell you folks, no matter what is the place, you have a voice at the table, and you're part of this good organization. So thank you very much. If you can't legislate, you regulate. Now, we've heard this far too often, and we're experiencing a lot of these situations. By working together in a state, national, local relationship, we were able to put back the Department of Labor when they wanted to make it illegal for your children to work on the farm or the cattle operations. By working together, we actually flooded the phone banks in Washington, D.C., and put a halt to the operations in that Department of Labor at a point in period of time. So together, we got that done. With the EPA, all of a sudden there was a dust standard that was going to come out that would not allow you and I to drive our pickup down the county road. This is what can happen when you get over regulation. The renewable fuel standard, I realize, is a controversial issue. What we're asking for, ladies and gentlemen, is just a level playing field so we have the opportunity to buy corn equal to anybody else and not have anyone have an advantage or the others. In the Department of Transportation, at one point they wanted each one of us in here to have a CDL. It's really not necessary for a lot of the operations we do. We were able to fight that with local, state, and national associations working together to push back on these unjust and unreasonable regulations. Now, I realize we've got the drought going on, and we've got the implications that are happening. As I've described this, it started in Texas several years ago, and the flame kind of got bigger as you looked at the map. And now, of course, you realize it's all across the Midwest and across the Corn Belt. And we are feeling its implications. We need to expand our herd. It's easier said than done. We absolutely cannot do that until this drought conditions subside and we can turn that around to start expanding. The good news is we've done some free trade agreements with Panama, South Korea, and other countries that really have opened up some markets for us. We've eliminated a lot of trade barriers that are going to allow us to get more and more beef into these foreign countries. And finally, after many, many years, we did get Japan to move from 20 months of age to 30 months of age, so that was a great, great move. You know, not many industries can take a 10% cut right off the bat of your product and survive, and that's what happened to us with Japan. And we're finally back to those good levels, and we're going to continue to move on that and increase our movement to Japan over the years. But probably the most proud I am of our organization and our working together on these relationships and working together as one voice was the American Taxpayer Relief. And that was our highest priority for the last year. And working right to the 11th hour, while we were out celebrating New Year's Eve, our staffers in D.C. were actually up on Capitol Hill making sure that we could maintain and keep at least a $10 million exemption on the estate tax. Now, we recognize this is a couple. It's got inflationary figures tied to this. But at least it is permanent, and now we do not have a moving target or an uncertain number that we need to look for. We are disappointed that they did move from 35% to 40% tax, but we will continue to be working on that as well down the road. But at least now we have some permanency. You know, I'm really excited about this week. This is going to be a great convention, and I really, when I heard we were going to be in Florida, I knew it was going to be great. It's going to be a little warm, but one of my favorite bands, the Beach Boys, are going to be here. So it's going to be a chance for you to take your boots off. For my fellow Nebraskans, you probably know that means my socks as well. And put your beach shirt on. But there you go. To show you how flexible we are, we're going to move right from then to the Bellamy Brothers, and you can put your boots back on and your hat on. We are going to have a great time this week, folks. It's been an honor to serve you. Let's have a great convention.